Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dan McNeil, Danny Parkins.
Here we go!
Afternoons on the Score.
Jarvis Landry, new acquisition for the Browns. The speech to me felt like he was auditioning for a role in a movie more so than being a football player, but here's Jarvis Landry on Hard Knocks.
I don't know what the been going on here, and I don't know why it's been going on here, but if you're not hurt, like if your hamstring ain't falling off the bone, your leg ain't broke, you should be practicing. Like straight up. Like that is weakness, and that contagious as and that ain't gonna be in this room, bro. That beat me in the past, and that's why the past has been like it is, bro. That over with here, bro.
You are scalped! I should fire you and burn down your house!
I counted 35 bleeps.
If you practice, practice. If you're not hurt, you gotta practice. Because you make other work even harder. Because you're being straight up, man. That's real, bro.
Office politics. Sometimes I think this place is like Ally McBeal.
I'm not sure I want to work in this kind of environment.
Is that possibly real that a player stands up in a team meeting? And
yeah, I think it is.
You do?
That's how you get to be 0-16, by having a bunch of candy asses in your room, and maybe he's trying to make an attempt to fire all those guys up.
That's happening here. I'm just letting y'all know. That's happening here.
Well, I'm a stickler. We take a lot of pride around here.
I'm hurting, I'm tired, just like everybody in this. But I ain't taking no days off because I can't be that way. That gotta be the attitude and the mentality all the time. All that we don't feel no more. That exists. It's contagious, bro. Like, it's really contagious.
We're discussing the rezoning for the Portillo's. Do you have any comments on that?
It's contagious, bro.
Again, we're here to hear comments about the rezoning.
Like, it's really contagious.
We're not here to discuss your personal life. I'm sorry. Do you have any comments about the rezoning?
It's contagious.
Thank you.
Yo! Saddle up! Lock and load!
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for hanging out with McNeil and Parkins on The Score this hour, brought to you by St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
Merging worlds there in the opening ceremonies from Chris Tannehill. Good to have Tanny back today.
That's right.
Yep. Shep's got the day off, and we've got a shorty tomorrow because we're the home for the Cubs, and they have a matinee tomorrow, so we'll be very, very tight if we get airtime at all tomorrow afternoon.
I know, so it's going to be devastating, our lack of time to dive into preseason game number 2.
You're not even remotely going anywhere near being serious about this.
No, I'm not. But I still will watch every snap.
I know.
And I'll still have thoughts, and I will mock most of it because that's what I do with the preseason. But the overall thing is, get out of it healthy. As long as you get out of it healthy, it's a successful preseason. That's all I really care about.
All right, let's do something then. For people who need more than health out of tonight's game, and we all want our health and their health, but if there's something a Bears fan is curious about tonight, I would like to know what that is, you know, via good old-fashioned conversation on the telephone.
Let's do it. 312-644-6767. Text line 670-11. We want to talk some football. Honestly, we can spray to all fields here. Tonight is going to feel like a night where the NFL is kind of back. So if you're an NFL Network fan, tomorrow they'll be talking about Andrew Luck throwing a football, Baker Mayfield, Patrick Mahomes, Deshaun Watson, Saquon Barkley, Sam Darnold. Like, they're gonna have some nuggets for you out there across the professional football
appetizers
landscape.
Yeah.
Little appetizers, yeah. We can start off with this one on the text line at 670-11. All right, guys. Over under on Mitch Trubisky this year. 25 touchdowns.
Oh, for the season, not specific to today. Okay.
Yeah, just
Under.
Under?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a awesome line.
Yes, I hedged. I don't know which way to go on that. I'd like more time to think about it.
Well, yeah, sure, but it's just as a...
My first blush reaction is under.
Mine is too. I think that Jordan Howard will have a lot of touchdowns inside the five-yard line this year. I think that he'll... My guess is Howard's rushing total will be down, his receiving total will be up, and he'll be a very valuable weapon inside the 10-yard line.
I'm eager to see him get those receiving yards up. That means he's going to have to hang on to the pill when it's tossed in his direction. We'll see if he makes progress in that regard. I've only seen a guy get a lot, a guy with really bad hands one time in my career. Well, one time I've seen a guy get markedly better, and he wound up getting so good at it, he went to a Pro Bowl, and that's Marcus Robinson of the Bears. He was dreadful his first year in camp.
Yeah, here's the thing with Howard. I think that he's been below average with it, but I am willing to... I don't even think it's excusing. I think it is a genuine explanation when a power running back like that is the only offensive skill position weapon that you have, and the other team's like, we're going to take away Jordan Howard, that... He's the number one focus of the defense. It's probably a lot tougher for him to just get easy catches in the open. That doesn't explain the Pittsburgh drop.
Well, I'm talking about the Atlanta drop. He's standing at the pylon, and there was not really a defender anywhere near to obstruct his look at the ball. He just flat out dropped it.
Obviously, listen, he catches that ball. They win that game. Mike Glennon probably starts an extra 3 weeks for the Bears last season. So you could argue Jordan Howard was doing everybody a favor.
Yeah. You're mad at the Steelers for losing to the Bears following that. Yeah, the thing 2 weeks later.
Yeah, exactly. But it was just, you know, so I'm cautiously optimistic that Jordan Howard can be okay as a pass catcher. They don't need him to be great. They have Tariq Cohen, and they're going to use a lot of weird sets with, you know, Anthony Miller and Taylor Gabriel coming into the backfield.
With all the new guys, that would not have been something I would have expected to hear with all of the newcomers who are paid to catch the football, that you want Jordan Howard to be more of a receiver. That would be great if you could get him to do that, but that's certainly not been on my radar.
No, the only reason I say that is because he's... You don't want to telegraph it to the defense what your play call is if he's in the backfield in a single back set.
Right. You have to have him targeted some. I get it.
Yeah. And it'll be a lot of shotgun, right? And he ran shotgun in college, and by the way, Jordan Howard's yards per carry in the NFL is higher out of the shotgun than when the quarterback's under center, yet they were under center more than any team in the NFL last year. Figure that one out. Like, just think about that. Mitch Trubisky ran 98% of his collegiate plays from the shotgun. 98%.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Howard is more productive taking carries out of the shotgun than when the QB's under center. And the Bears, with Dowell Loggins last year, had their quarterback under center more than any team in the NFL.
I'm glad those names on the doors at Hallis Hall, those nameplates have been taken down and there are new ones there. Mark Helfrich can't be worse. He can't be.
It's impossible. Matt Nagy cannot be worse offensively. And so that's why, in terms of, listen, Kevin White, your evaluation of him is totally spot on. Everyone's evaluation is the same. Guy can't stay on the damn field. So anything you get from him is a bonus. But I do think when you talk about Mitch Trubisky last year, or you talk about Jordan Howard last year, there's just a severe asterisk or handicap or however you want to talk about it that you've got to assess to what those guys did on the field last year.
I don't asterisk all of it. A significant part of it. But, you know, watching a game recently that they lost last year at home because they couldn't take advantage of opportunities in the red zone. And we saw way more of Connor Barth against the Packers in November than we wanted to. I saw Trubisky throwing balls up for grabs, just taking risks in his own end, and those are things that have nothing to do with the talent or lack thereof around it. A bad decision's a bad decision, no matter who the receiver is. You could be throwing it at, you know, a good receiver or some clown. If you're still taking a chance,
Yeah, and that, by the way, that goes back to the risk calculus portion of our football debate. Throwing the ball downfield is not always a bad decision, or it's not always a risky low proposition play. You can get a pass interference if you got a real wide receiver out there.
This is true.
You know, you get throwing up a jump ball to Allen Robinson is a little different than throwing up one to Josh Bellamy.
I understand that. I still think when you're deep in your own end, I think it's kind of silly to throw one up for grabs saying, hey, I hope my guy goes and makes a play for it at the 35.
No question. I just think in general, aggression is something that is rewarded in the modern NFL.
That's true.
So if my quarterback's going to err conservative or aggressive, I'd want him to err aggressive, me personally.
On second down, I want him to throw it away.
Yeah.
Rather than take that chance. And The play I'm referring to was a second down throw.
Okay. But listen, I obviously don't know which of the single passes you're referring to.
Well, come on over this weekend and we'll watch the Packers game from November. Nah, don't come over.
I'm good.
On second thought.
Yeah, I'll wait, by the way, until the fantasy draft. I assume you host the fantasy draft.
Not every year, no.
Not every year.
No.
Okay. By the way, if people want to hear us with Matt Spiegel and Barry Rosner, they're in for Lawrence. They'll be in 15 minutes, but we're taking you up to Bears football, which starts at 6 in Cincinnati. 312-644-6767. What are you looking for tonight? What Bears questions do you have? Let's talk some Bears. On the south side, Sean is on the score. What's up, Sean?
Hey, a couple things. Quickly, I find it really, really interesting that the second down philosophy is to throw it away, but I'm sure you didn't mean that literally.
No, I did mean that. If
second down, just throw the freaking thing away.
No, not every
that's
second
Bears,
down.
That's a Bears philosophy. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
What I can take away, honestly, every preseason is line play. You know, you watch how the line performs, offensive line primarily. I like to watch the offensive line, and I can tell if they're being coached, if they got some skill, if there's some depth. Because they can get right into their guys, they can move guys, they can pass blocks, and that's without the scheme being very deep or anything else. So that's what I always look for, and that's what I think you can take away, a positive or a negative, any preseason game. That's it. Thanks.
All right, Sean, thanks. You know what? You'd be a guy who I'd enjoy having on the Lazy Boy next to me because that's what I look for in preseason games as well. These guys don't smack each other around in training camps, and that's a good thing. That means they have to do it against other NFL teams in meaningless games. It's a necessary evil. They have to do battle in the trenches, and that's one of my biggest concerns about the team overall remains the offensive line. So that's what I'll be watching this evening.
You know, it's funny. They have invested a decent amount. Not financially. They spend below average in terms of offensive line overall, but in terms of draft capital and cost, they got some high-end talent, in theory, on the offensive line. You got a left tackle who signed a contract extension. You've got a left guard, if it ends up being James Daniels, who's a second-round pick. You got a center in Cody Whitehair, who's a second-round pick. And you got a right guard in Kyle Long, who's a multiple-time Pro Bowler, who signed a second contract.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, I think Massey's a problem. But
I do, too. I think both tackles are a problem.
Yeah, it's just, I think this offense, with how quick they get the ball out of your hands and Trubisky's athleticism, this offensive line should be adequate. I'm not going to say it's going to be great. I'm not going to say it's a strength of the team. I do think, though, with this offense and his athleticism, he's going to be running more. Mitch will run more by design.
Yeah.
So I do think this offensive line is good enough to get it done.
You've been consistent on your desire to see Matt Nagy carry on the Andy Reid tradition, and you've pointed out several times how much you enjoyed watching Reid's Kansas City offenses go to another level with an otherwise meh quarterback in Alex Smith. A friend of mine asked me, it was last night, a buddy calls me and he says, is Parkins kidding when he says Andy Reid is a great offensive football coach?
Oh,
and I said, next to Marv Levy, Andy Reid might be the best coach to never win a Super Bowl.
Andy Reid is the second best head coach in the NFL today, period. Now, you can make arguments for guys. Like, Belichick is one.
Belichick and Tomlin would be the first names that come to mind.
Yeah, Tomlin, I'm not saying he's not great. He's had awesome coordinators and awesome quarterback play his entire time there. Like, he's a big culture rah-rah guy. And I'm not saying he's very good. And I Pete Carroll is very good. John Harbaugh is very good. The young guys, Sean McVay, you got to start thinking about him. And Doug Peterson, he's older, but obviously great year last year. But there's an argument. When you look at Andy Reid's winning percentage, his sample size, the number of assistants under him that have become head coaches, 25% of the damn league, and the number of different quarterbacks that he's won with, that guy is an awesome coach, man.
I respect his resume. It's unfortunate for him that he has that state, like the Dan Marino of coaches. He never won a Super Bowl. That means he sucked every year between September and the end of December. That meant nothing to you. It does. It means a lot.
And Andy Reid's had some really bad game management moments. That's when all of us are watching. So we crush him for it. And I've crushed Andy Reid for clock management before. I'm not saying he's a perfect coach. Nobody is. The Chiefs were down two scores in a road playoff game in Foxborough a couple of years ago. And it was the longest drive in NFL playoff history in the fourth quarter for a team down two scores. There was no sense of urgency. Ran the play clock down every time. It was mind-boggling. Yeah. It was like the lack of acknowledgement of like, oh my God, we need to score a touchdown, get a stop, and score another touchdown.
Right, let's do it while we're young.
it was remarkable to watch.
One of my biggest criticisms of Cutler was that lack of urgency late in halves.
Yeah, and thinking ahead. So Andy Reid is not perfect. He has his flaws, but his flaws are game management, game plan, offensive game plan. It's the best I've ever covered, and I got a short career, but the guy won with Kevin Cobb. He won with Jeff Garcia. He won with Donovan McNabb. He won with Alex Smith. He won with Mike Vick. This guy has won with all sorts of different quarterbacks.
Texters, Sean Payton did win a Super Bowl. You forget.
Did I say Sean Payton?
I just mentioned the best coaches never to win a Super Bowl, and several people are texting Sean Payton. Sean Payton's won one.
Yes, he has. Yeah. I think Andy Reid is underrated because he hasn't won the big one. But you look at – find me – how about this? Do it this way. Find me a coach that has a better winning percentage than Andy Reid, who never had a Hall of Fame quarterback. It's really hard to do. The guy wins games with second and third tier quarterbacks in a quarterback league as an offensive head coach.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm not going to
get a fight from me on Andy Reid. He's had a great career.
But that's why the Nagy hire is exciting. It's not about me loving Andy Reid. I questioned the hire because in Philly, I just was like the guy who doesn't manage the clock and doesn't give the ball to Brian Westbrook. I didn't know.
Yeah.
I watched every play that they ran. The guy had a team go 9-7 when they had zero touchdowns to a wide receiver.
That's very hard to do.
He maximizes bad talent. He really, really does. Let's go to Evan. Evan, what do you want to see from the Bears?
Yeah, I just want to start off by saying I think the offense will be fine. This guy made Alex Smith look like a perennial Pro Bowler, for 6 to 8 weeks. But I want to see the defense, and I want to see him get nasty. I want to see Kylie Fitz, people like that, Howard Jones, Nick Kwiatkowski, get to the quarterback. I think that's what they need for that defense to take the next step, from top 10 to maybe top 5 or something like that. I want to see nastiness. You know what I'm saying? Throw it back to the Urlacher, Hunter Hillemeyer, Tommy Harris, all that kind of – I want to see that kind of defense again.
I feel you, Evan. You got to get your eighth overall pick in there if you're going to get a big upgrade on this defense.
Kylie Fitz, a very, very good candidate for the Ken Mastroli Award on the Bernstein and McKnight Show, should he show up big tonight.
Yes, no question.
It's not limited to offensive players, I don't think.
No, they said the big debate was Javon Wims v. Isaiah Irving.
Okay.
Isaiah Irving, the pass rusher. Isaiah Irving looked good in the last game against the Ravens. But the only thing I'd ask you, you're Mr. Line Play. When these teams aren't game planning, Like, yeah, you're right. The physicality and hitting and all of that.
It's fundamentals, yes.
Yeah, it's fundamentals.
You're still trying to keep your shoulders squared to the parallel to the line of scrimmage, your pad level down, your leg drive, keeping your base. And you don't get that stuff in training camp. You just don't.
I get it. I still would just they'll play. There's plenty of time. There's four preseason games left. They'll play. I just would not I wouldn't go as far as to say they need to – Chase Daniel doesn't need to be protected by his blindside by Charles Leno tonight. You know what I mean? Like, for me, I understand. A texter and a caller has now said Joe Gibbs over Andy Reid. Like, okay. If you want to make that argument, Joe Gibbs went to, what, four Super Bowls with four different quarterbacks? That's a remarkable coaching accomplishment.
He's won Super Bowls, though.
Right.
Joe has won Super Bowls. The whole discussion is great coaches who didn't win the Super Bowl. Yeah, Joe Gibbs has won a bunch of them.
Yeah, and by the way, I would say that Andy Reid is better than some coaches who have won a Super Bowl.
Would you say he's better than Marv Levy?
Andy Reid?
Yeah. For coaches to have never won a Super Bowl, who is the best coach to never get one?
Listen, getting to a Super Bowl four times is a real like that's a hard thing to hold against, right? He beat the Oilers, he beat the Chiefs, he had some big AFC Championship wins.
The Buffalo Bills winning four consecutive AFC Championship games is one of the most underappreciated accomplishments in football history.
I agree. I'd give you Marv Levy without. I'm talking modern era NFL coaches. You need me to devise an offensive game plan? There are not many guys in the league, if any, I'm taking over Andy Reid for an offensive game plan. A lot of you are texting in Sean Payton, whether that was for your thing, for best coach to never win a Super Bowl and they forgot, or saying that he's the second best coach in the NFL. Sean Payton's had some serious inconsistencies in his career, and he's had a first ballot Hall of Famer, one of the five or seven greatest throwers of the football in the history of the sport. You look at his accuracy.
Wow.
Look at Drew Brees' accuracy numbers. Breeze is
every year we forget about people. Every year, guys just continue to slip into Mike Tyson's Bolivian. Okay, that's one of my favorite quotes. Fade off into Bolivian.
Spinal. Okay, fine. You agree Breeze is a first ballot Hall of Famer?
I do, and I think he's a top 15 quarterback in NFL history. I'm not ready to go top 6-7 just yet.
All right. I just pure thrower. Like, to me, that guy.
And that's what you did say, yeah, too. You said thrower.
Pure thrower of the football.
He had to be as fine as he was, the way because he's only 5'11 and a half and craning his neck and up on his toes,
yeah,
to get as much verticality as you can from a sawed-off little guy.
So it's not a knock. Like, Sean Payton had him, and it was a great partnership, and it's won a ton of games, and it'll continue to win a ton of games. But compared to Drew Brees' quarterback production to Andy Reid's quarterback production. Yeah. It's not even close.
You're right.
20 minutes from Spiegs and Rosner coming in here. It's McNeil and Parkins on the score.
How about the all-new 19 Ram 1500 Lone Star 4x4 for only $399 per month with zero down? Or the new Grand Cherokee Limited 4x4 for only $299 per month with zero down?
Those deals will definitely keep the change in your pocket.
Even the all-new 19 Cherokee or the 18 Compass, your choice for only $199 per month with zero down.
Change is a good thing.
Big changes are happening during this summer clearance event only at St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram or stcharlescdj.com.
39-month leases. First payment due at signing. No security deposit required. Plus tax, title, license, and dock fee. 10,000 miles per year. 25 cents per mile over with approved credit.
Buffalo Wild Wings is the place for your fantasy draft party. Choose the $30 deal with 30 traditional or 40 boneless wings, or spring for the $60 deal and get even more. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Prices and participation vary.
How good is Quaker State Motor Oil? It's been called a leader in wear protection and the hardest working motor oil. Some say it works so hard it should carry a briefcase. Others call it so hard working that it could be your engine's employee of the month. The kind of hard work that puts in overtime hours and always responds to emails right away. But we just call it damn good oil. Head over to AutoZone for great deals on Quaker State.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
There's really no new developments at this point. You know, something, you know, we're working through. And, you know, obviously, you know, I feel like a broken record here, but we'd want him to be here. But it's just part of the process. I hope people can respect it, and I definitely appreciate the questions and understand the questions. But, you know, out of respect to the player and the agent, it is a sensitive topic, and I think it's best if we just keep that behind the scenes.
That is Ryan Pace on WBBM in his weekly pregame interview. Coach Fitz and the Cats return to Ryan Field after a 10-win campaign last year. Don't miss out on matchups with Michigan, Notre Dame, and more. Season and single-game tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. We'll talk to Matt Spiegel and Barry Rosner in about 10 minutes. Nothing new on Roquan Smith. Dan Bernstein reported earlier today the two sides are not talking. They are entrenched.
You're getting your wish.
Yes, I am. Let's go, Matt Nagy.
Jordan Howard among those Bears who will not suit up for tonight's scrimmage against the Cincinnati Bengals. Taylor Gabriel, the free agent wideout, also inactive. Craven LeBlanc, I thought he had a good game last week. He's near the football, 22 is. He's out as well. Benny Cunningham, not Benny McCray, is out. Danny Trevathan will not play tonight.
Yeah, and so for anyone who doesn't know what Mac is referencing, I don't think that veteran running backs, because of the injury rate at the position, should take hits in the preseason. I just think it's unnecessary. Quarterbacks got to play. It's a necessary risk. I find it to be an unnecessary risk with running backs. We've only seen it done with Hall of Famers. You know, Adrian Peterson, LaDainian Tomlinson, guys who are a little nicked up as veterans. I think more coaches should do it at that position.
I think what NFL people, coaches, and people who played that position would tell you is if you didn't have any touches in the preseason, you better not plan on working a guy too much in week one or week two, because it takes your body a while to get used to getting tapped like they get tapped in the NFL.
I get it. And no one will admit it publicly when they're currently playing, because they're all like, I'll be out there for my teammates and all that sort of teammate football rah-rah nonsense.
Yeah. Aronis Grasu, still a Bear. Also undressed. Well, he might be dressed, but he's not in a football uniform.
Yes.
Be great to see him bust a grape one of these days, wouldn't it?
Yeah, not bad. Hey, you're going to get your way. You're going to be satisfied tonight. A whole series, maybe two. But Bears fans should be rooting for one series because that means it went well. If Trubisky goes 5 for 5 for 62 yards and they march right down the field for 6, boom, come out of the game.
That'd be just so awesome.
Our work here is done.
Remember that Thursday night against the Broncos last year at Soldier Field when Mitchell Trubisky got in late in the first half and just electrified 55,000 people on the lakefront?
The legend was born for Trubisky.
I don't remember ever, and I've watched a bunch of them, and for a long time, I don't remember anything happening in a Bears preseason game that felt as big as that felt for about 90 minutes.
Yeah, no kidding. It was like they drafted a quarterback who might be the franchise, and then you saw him look good. And it was like, okay,
yeah,
let's go.
Fast forward to the Panthers game, they let him throw 7 times. And he completed 4 of them, to his credit.
Yeah. Texter making, by the way, about Jordan Howard, knee was banged up. I understand. I don't think Matt Nagy is channeling my dream.
No, I think he's listening to the radio.com app and saying, you know, that Parkins kid's on to something. I better keep him healthy.
Parkins makes some good points. That moment of patronization is brought to you by Spot Hero. And finally, here's a way you could save time parking. Use Spot Hero anytime you park. First-time users can enter the promo code SMART for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter.
It's my understanding NFL Network did a list on the best 10 coaches never to win a Super Bowl. And thank you, Texter, for following up. I texted him back. Who were the top 3? Because they have Andy Reid in the NFL Network poll at number 6. Number 1, they have Bud Grant, the Vikings head coach, who is 0-3 in Super Bowls. To me, that era of NFL football, it's difficult for me to put him in the same company as Andy Reid, who's coached in the 21st century. George Allen, Dan Reeves. Dan Reeves has been to more Super Bowls as an NFL in an NFL capacity, he writes, other than any player in history, as a player, coach, assistant coach, executive. Yeah, I think Andy's better than all 3 of those guys.
I just
think Marv Levy's better than all 3 of those guys.
And by the way, it's not the point is not necessarily for why it matters for Bears fans about Andy Reid or anything like that. It's you've got a guy off of his tree.
You got the tree. You're big on the tree.
What, John Harbaugh, Ron Rivera, Doug Peterson. It's got some real success stories off there. And then other guys that we'll see how good they are. Pat Shurmur coached under him. Sean McDermott coached under him.
And most of those guys, offensive coaches, I would put Rivera more in the Buddy Ryan school of defense.
I understand. But I just in terms of you look at the league, it is literally 8 of 32 head coaches that have coached under Andy Reid. Mm-hmm. It's a hell of a system to emulate, and a lot of them are offensively successful. And Matt Nagy, we'll see. But Alex Smith, I just can't stress it enough. He was so conservative and boring and awful when he got to Kansas City. And then last year, deep ball accuracy, number one. The guy can coach, man.
After week 5 last year, unsupervised podcast listeners were listening to some truck salesman touting Alex Smith as NFL MVP. I cursed him.
Yeah, you did.
Because it was all downhill pretty much after that.
It really was. Let's bring in Barry Rosner and Matt Spiegel and see what they got cooking up opposite the Bears and, you know, do a little reunion show. Barry Rosner and Matt Spiegel in studio next on The Score.
I like that cross tie.
This is a group of humans that have never been on the radio together at any point.
Not in the same room at the same time. No, it's kind of a festival of sorts, a festival of intrigue, perhaps.
No, that would be Chip Kelly's Eagles. My friend, never forget that.
A reunion.
Yeah, you don't put a group of guys like this in a room together. Who knows what could happen?
Especially without alcohol.
Well, do you have any? Did you bring any?
I didn't, but I think that could be arranged.
Mac, you don't have any, right?
No, I'm out.
That's not part
there
of your...
There might be an O'Doul's in my office. I don't even think I have any of that in there.
That's not part of your world, not part of your regimen?
No, I'm not on that regimen right now. Thank you for asking,
well,
though.
You know, I got to find out. I'm on that regimen, but not at the moment. You know,
yeah. You mean before the show tonight?
No, sober as can possibly be. Yeah, we could do awkwardness in any direction right now. Let's see, me and Mac could sit here and be awkward and talk, or me and Danny could be awkward, or Parkins and Rosner could talk and be awkward.
If we wanted, I could
manage awkwardness with Rosner, too. Because I'm not nearly the level of fan of his that you are, Spreeks.
Yeah, that's, passive-aggressive right to the very end. Absolutely. I would expect that from you, for sure.
I don't share your judgment on partners.
I told Speaks
earlier today.
I'm glad we started early.
It's a really good idea.
I told Speaks earlier today, and it's the truth. He looks better than he has physically since I've known him, which goes back to 94 or 5.
94. 94 when I started.
You look terrific. Whatever you're doing, keep doing it.
Well, I don't think you look that good.
Thank you, Barry. But I think
the beard suits you.
Well, here's what it is. It's the beard. It's the hair, which feels comfortable. But it's also the benefits of being vaguely employed, Mac. You know, like I have a job of sorts, you know. But I can get enough sleep. I'm getting plenty of sleep, which is kind of nice. I've been trying to eat well for the most part, and I've been boxing a little bit, putting pictures of different folks on a heavy bag,
different partners,
different partners, past, present, future. You know, just giving them all a little taste of the action.
Little 1-2, 1-2, 1-2.
No, I've been boxing.
As we keep it to the heavy bag, we'll be good, then, right?
Well, yeah, you get suspended if you actually use the purse.
I think maybe one of the reasons you do look better than you lighter than you've looked since I've known you, but also Kyle Schwarber is a lean down version of Kyle Schwarber this year. And every time I see Kyle Schwarber stride to the dish, I see Matt Spiegel.
Really?
You've got Kyle Schwarber puss. Your face is Schwarberian.
Really? I mean,
so?
Similar facial hair.
Well, now that the beard is here?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. I don't know.
I'll take it.
See, usually you don't have the full beard. It. Usually you have the whatever you called that thing, the goatee or...
Well, first of all, there was an Amish chin strap for a long time.
I remember
time.
You called it
That's
that.
What former Bears middle linebacker Joe Kane called it, was the Amish chin strap.
Yeah.
And then I had the, whatever, the soul patch thing.
That's
or whatever.
What you called it.
Yeah,
that's
and right. this was a vacation gone horribly awry that just kind of got maintained after a while. But I think it's good. The beard, it ends my face. You know what I mean? It, like, otherwise, the face might just continue on into the neck. And then,
like my face.
Like your face.
I can't grow facial hair.
Parkin's face has no end.
No, none. Yes. It's, and it's a large surface area, too. So if I... The amount of money I'd pay to be able to grow good facial hair, it would solve so many problems. I'd look better on TV. I would have done better in high school, college. It would have changed
Rosner,
my life.
Rosner's the only one who will get this reference. You remember the show Green Acres?
Vaguely.
Okay. Danny Parkins. Wow, very nice. Ebb from Green Acres.
Yeah, that'll work.
He looks like Ebb. That'll from work. Green
that can't be a compliment.
it's not.
Ebb was one of my it's favorite
good
characters.
Guess, good guess there.
In Green Acres. Don't do it while we're still on the air. Get your fingers off
Hold
that keyboard.
Hold on a second. Let's all. Ah, Jesus.
do you feel like you're looking in the mirror?
Here's the problem. This. Absolutely looks like a picture of my father as a young man. So, like, this guy's a little older than me, but I could see myself coming into that.
Is Ebb chasing a pig or trying to mount a cow or
climbing up
like
a pole to get on the phone?
Does he look a little bit like Cletus the slack-jawed yokel? Turn the camera. Turn a monitor there for me. I'm not sure.
Does this change in that direction?
Oh, yeah. That's not a good look.
No, it's not good.
It's not a bad look.
But thanks for making me feel better with a Cletus the slack-jawed yokel. Comp. I miss you too, my friend.
Oh, no, it's good. No, Mac, I was glad we talked today. That was nice. It was good.
Well, that sounded sincere.
It really did.
I'm serious. It's good, man. It's not good to sit around and feel bad things and not communicate. And it's just not good. It's much better to communicate.
You've been married 3 times. Like, this is a new experience for you. Sitting
for
around
that.
And not communicating, the being angry.
Oh!
No. Boy, this is getting ugly. Really ugly.
Boy, now I really don't know who I want to work with. Anybody want to stick around after 6 o'clock?
Eli's here.
Tanny, what are you doing? You busy? Spiegel and Tony Gill tonight from 6 to 10.
I've got to return some videotapes.
I understand.
Of course.
No, it was good to talk, and it's nice. I want to work. I like working. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I like talking into a microphone about things.
You got 3 laps with Parksy when I'm off at Cottage in 2 weeks.
That's true.
As well. Yes.
Looking forward to that.
I'm very excited for the two of you.
Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of what, 2 weeks from now?
I think so, the 20th through the 22nd. Yes.
Yeah, well, so we should consider finishing the Mitch album.
Oh, that's actually a really good idea.
Right?
The last track, which never got done.
Yeah, the eighth and final track of the Mitch album.
That's actually a really good idea. We need Max Vocal on it, though. Max Vocal, as you know, before you, was the magic elixir to make parody gold.
Well, I understand. Well, the idea for track 8, the unreleased track,
yes,
was a collaboration with a bunch of people.
It's true.
But I'm thinking we'd some sort of spin towards year 2 and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
You're obviously the creative and lyrical genius behind it. I'm merely the talent.
Mm.
And then we get Mac in there and, you know, it's an idea.
Yeah, let me go off into a corner and, you know, just kind of think for about 24 to 36 hours.
I was
going to
say,
it.
You've got time.
Yeah. It's been a few months. I just remind you, Danny likes to run the offense.
Oh, he knows. He knows. I've been described as lording over the show.
Oh, yeah.
With Mac. How was that a verb you would have used?
Just got to push back harder. You just got to keep pushing. If you want, if you got stuff, just keep pushing. And
I never
it'll
felt
all get
that
in
when
there.
I worked with you, Danny.
Yeah, thank you. It wasn't permanent, so I was trying to be deferential. No, I thought our show's
it was
together.
Very comfortable.
This is a case in point today. Spiegs left our fantasy football league. Yurko left last week, mad at the commissioner. And they said, well, you invite Parkins and Shep to be our 8th team to replace Yurk. And I asked Danny, and he says, He didn't, because I never thought about this. The last thing he wants to do is share responsibilities with anybody on anything. You think he wants to sit there and discuss with Shep which running backs they're playing? He wants full control, baby.
Yeah. I imagine that's the case.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hey, but I was going to ask you, I just figured I could text you or call you, but let's just do it on the air. Do you advise me joining this fantasy league?
Well, if you'd like to be considered for a job with Mac in about 9 years when things circle back around.
Oh, my.
Well, see, I said that.
We apologize to all of you at home.
You think it'll be that long?
Thanks,
well,
man.
You know.
Yeah, you never know. Yeah, we said
it's a great league. It is a fabulous league. I like the rules. I like all of that stuff. Yeah.
It's
except
fun.
You and Yurko left.
And he was
oh, there is that.
He was singing the praises of Whitney Mercilus today, and I said, see if in our league you can have Whitney Mercilus on your team.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't modernize this league. There's no waivers. You could just it's first come, first serve.
I like that. Pay attention, yeah. Loser.
You know, what are you doing? Games.
Yeah. Well, make a phone call.
Right.
Hop on
you're
a computer.
You're never far from Twitter, are you, Parkins?
Well,
you
no.
got your phone on you. Make a move.
It used to be a voicemail. In fact, you used to have to leave a voicemail. I remember leaving a voicemail to pick up James Stewart, the running back for the Carolina Panthers, after he had three touchdowns on an unowned Sunday afternoon. I'm going to grab that guy.
I think it benefits me because I live on Twitter, but it's a ridiculous rule. It's just free for all. That's insane. But
keep it up. You'll be uninvited.
Yeah. I'm going to come into the league and I'm going to change it from within.
Good luck with that.
Okay.
What are you guys going to do tonight?
We're going to talk about things. We're opposite the Bears, so there won't be a lot of Bears conversation.
No.
You know?
They're opposite you.
Oh, look at that. the eagle doesn't chase the fly.
That's exactly right.
From the McNeil lexicon would fit right there. Now, we'll talk some baseball. Hit and run guys back together, although Barry's still there. After I left him,
yeah.
Like everybody does.
Yeah, it's a long list of guys at
yeah.
this point.
And just sort of the sad truth about the friendship between me and Rosner is going to come up a couple of times.
Sad truth?
The sad truth. When you have no one else to call, and I end up calling Barry. So there's a couple
that
stories.
That is pretty pathetic.
Oh, pathetic
but
on
it happens.
For everybody. Yeah. For everybody involved. It's absolutely pathetic. And I don't know. We'll see.
Do you want to borrow my readers? You have a cracked lens on your.
Do I really?
That or it's steamed up, yes.
Okay, it could be steamed up.
I'm thinking steam.
It's the emotions.
Glasses are getting
it's the emotions
steamed.
That are flowing.
Yeah.
It's my arousal level being back near a microphone. That's what it is.
I'm glad
that's,
you're aroused.
That's that familiar feeling.
Yeah, but it'll be fun. Thank you, boys, for having
Good
us.
Good seeing you.
Han.
Back at you.
Come on, man. I'll see you in a couple. Yeah, this.
Wow. This was really great.
That just kept going, huh?
Show with meat pants.
Thanks to Jason Stark, Jay Hilgenberg.
Jason with a Y.
Mark Grody. Yes. He did that one round draft earlier.
Jason with a Y draft.
Thanks to Eli for standing in for Shep and calling Ravinia earlier in the show. Job well done. Chris Tannehill, welcome back. Dan McNeil, I'm Danny Parkins. We are McNeil and Parkins. They are Speaks and Roslin. They're up next. This is The Score.
Boy, you lorded over that.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.